We go to the phones and speak with someone who's involved in a New Year's Day tradition in the Bemidji area that happens on two wheels. And you may not think of this as ideal bicycling weather, but Diane has been involved in a New Year's bike ride in Bemidji for some time, and she joins us by phone. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And maybe you can tell me about the history of this bike ride event and why you go about doing this.
Well, I was inspired by some teammates who I ride the Ride Across Minnesota with every year down in Rochester. And they have a long tradition of gathering on New Year's Day, usually about noon or 1 o'clock, and riding 1 mile for every degree above zero the temperature happens to be. So about 2 years ago, this will be the third annual coming up, we decided to get together, and three of us ended up showing up at the Cabin Coffee House, including Noemi Ellsworth, the owner. And we had a problem because it was 10 degrees below zero.
Uh-oh.
And we had trouble deciding how far we were going to go, but short seemed really good. So we did about 3 miles just through town just to say we did it. And then last year we ended up with 5 degrees above zero, and so we did about a 6 mile ride through town. And, of course, this year it looks like we're going to be in for a real ride. Predictions are about 21 degrees, so we're going to do a ride around Lake Bemidji.
Is this something you had done prior to that in terms of getting the bicycle out in the cold weather months?
It's something I've aspired to for a long time, and it's sort of slowly worked into it over the last few years as I've gotten more adept at adapting equipment and learning how to dress properly, which is a big part of winter biking.
Maybe you can share some tips for people who might want to join you on this ride or just maybe get on the bicycle where they live. What would you suggest for starters?
Sure. First of all, you need to make sure that you've got a bike that you're not going to cry when you see a little bit of rust on the chain. Because if you ride on roads in Minnesota in winter, there's salt. And salt is very hard on bicycles. So most people who ride in the winter have a dedicated winter bike that's usually one that's either been used and loved a long time or something that's been picked up off of the junk pile and made to ride again. You want to have tires that are wide, somewhat knobby usually, and you can actually get studded snow tires for bicycles. And for those of us who really don't want to fall and break our bones, that's probably a pretty good investment.
I bet that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it sure does. So you want lower pressure, wider tires, so you get good traction. And you can't expect to go as fast as you go in the summer months. It's really different experience to bike in the snow than it is to bike on the road in the summertime. Keeping warm is really a challenge, and especially for hands and feet. Even, those of us who love to ski, we find that when we're bicycling, because of the increased speed, and the fact that your arms aren't moving, you have a hard time keeping your hands warm. So big mittens, and so having equipment that doesn't require a lot of changing gears or a lot of fine handwork is really important. Sometimes windshields. I know some people who cut up milk cartons and use them as windshields over the ends of the handlebars to protect your hands. And likewise, feet. Mukluks or sorels are really good when they're very cold weather, about the only thing that'll keep your feet warm. And actually, for weather that is not too cold, down to about 20 degrees, I have a tendency to use sandals and then layer different layers of socks and wind protector, ranging from bread bags to some of the more high-tech Gore-Tex or neoprene socks.
Why do you like sandals as your base for footwear bicycling in the winter?
Well, what it allows you to do is layer without having the compression of a toe box around your toes, which ultimately gets rid of the airspace and leaves you colder.
Hmm.
And it works down to about 20 degrees. That works really well.
Okay. It sounds to me like if someone is a cross-country skier, they're going to have a lot of the proper outerwear to go about winter bicycling. Is there some crossover there?
Definitely, definitely. I use the same layering process and the same jacket that I use for cross-country skiing.
And this year, being that we've had such sparse snowfall, I take it that you're probably getting some interest in this bike ride from the skiing community that you wouldn't maybe normally have.
I think so. In fact, I think we'll probably be saying some prayers for snow as we are enjoying the bike ride. I think a lot of us just really would like to be out on the trails.
This event happening on New Year's Day, and you're going to meet up at the Cabin Coffee House downtown about 1 o'clock?
That's right. That's right, and 1 o'clock, and Noemi Aylesworth is providing us with half-price drinks for the riders, beverages, and we'll have free sugar cookies, and Shifting Gears Bicycles will be having a drawing for a number of bicycle-related prizes.
Are you involved?
And I think from the sign-up so far, we'll have probably around 20 people and maybe more.
That's a pretty good number. Shifting Gears Bicycles, you're involved with that organization?
Yes, that's a bicycle-related ministry that is associated with People's Church in Bemidji, and what we do is we fix up old bicycles and get them to low-income people who use them as a tool for self-improvement.
Bemidji, to me, seems like a pretty bikeable community. It seems like a good size and not too spread out. That seems like a pretty viable option for transportation.
It is, and very essential for low-income people who don't have access to cars.
And you mentioned also that you're involved in the Ride Across Minnesota. That's a multiple sclerosis fundraiser. Is that what that benefits?
That's correct. That's correct, and that ride will be actually starting in Bemidji, Minnesota this year. And riding, going much of it on the newly paved trails, including the Paul Bunyan, and ending up in Alexandria at the end of July.
So that's something you've been involved with for some time then?
Correct.
What is that event like, that kind of long-distance bike touring? I've taken the Mesabi Trail tour for the summer, but you know that's just kind of a morning ride. What is it like to be on the road for multiple days like that?
Oh, it's really fun, and the tram, as we call it, is a great place to start with it because it's a supported ride in that you don't have to haul all of your gear with you, and you have the option of staying in hotels if you like. But we do about between 40 and 70 miles a day. There's rest stops about every 10 to 20 miles or so, and there's usually about 1,000 riders, and it's of all abilities and experience and motivations, and so it's a really, really fun ride. And there'll be a little soreness in the hands and a little soreness on the backside, which kind of goes with long-distance bicycling, but just really a blast.
Diane, thank you so much for joining us, and the ride again happening this Sunday, New Year's Day, starting at 1 o'clock. Is the Shifting Gears organization doing things to seek funding for their efforts? What do they do in terms of fundraising events and whatnot?
Oh, we're pretty informal. We have lots of folks donate bicycles, and we've got lots of people who donate their time in putting things together, and then we've got a few people who donate some cash, which helps us with the parts and things. So we don't do a lot of formal things at the moment, but we chug along pretty good.
Okay.
Actually, for the last 10 years, we'll be celebrating 10 years in 2012.
Fantastic. Diane, thanks a lot for joining us, and we hope that Sunday's ride is a real success.
Well, thank you.
And if you want more information about the New Year's bike ride or Shifting Gears Bicycles, you can contact us here at KAXE, and we will get you in touch with Diane and those organizations. Again, the ride coming up in Bemidji, starting at the Cabin Coffee House, 1 o'clock on Sunday, New Year's Day.